Hey man.
Yeah, man.
You like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
How excited if I told you there was going to be a Star Wars series
Very excited.
on Disney streaming service?
Very excited.
Is that the name of it?
I think it's called Disney Play.
Disney Play.
Yeah, their streaming service. Another streaming service.
Another streaming service. Another one.
There goes more of my money. Sorry.
Well, let's just start it now then.
Now?
What game that you get on? Is it COD or Eve? All right. The Mandalorian. New Star Wars series on Disney Play.
Right.
Brought to you by Jon Favreau.
Right. He's been killing it, man. I mean, Jumanji, Iron Man. He did the Jungle Book live action one.
Right. He's working on the Lion King.
Yeah,
Is he going to do the Lion King? Yes, he's directing that one.
Nice.
That one, I don't even know what's come out, but yeah, he's been so involved in the new Star Wars movies that have come out, right?
Yeah. Well, he voiced the character. I can't remember the kid's name, the one with the multiple arms.
In Solo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just been everywhere lately, man. Yes. And then with the announcement of the Mandalorian, like that one picture they released, pop it up. That looks just so cool. It's just like a really cool picture.
Yeah, well, all the Mandalorian armor always looks really cool. I mean, Boba Fett, if you don't know, was a Mandalorian. Jango Fett was a Mandalorian.
Wow. That's, here we go. Oh, let's see.
Yeah, it's set, 30 years after New Hope and just 6 months, or it's set a little between the regular Star Wars and Force Awakens.
Yeah. Well, this is a tweet that Favreau put up, it looks like. I'll pop it up now. I guess just the Mandalorian. It goes over about the stories of Jango and Boba Fett. I guess this warrior about talks about the warriors and all that stuff of the. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, the Mandalorians. That's the Mandalorian mercs. They're mercs. Mm-hmm. It's a fighting race that gets hired out as mercenaries a lot because they're so skilled at whooping butt.
Oh wow. I'm not dislike this part because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I don't know much about I don't know much about like the background on Boba Fett and stuff. I think he's a really cool character. I just wish that I think they did him dirty in Return of the Jedi the way they killed him off.
Well, he's supposedly not dead now. Whenever Disney took over, Disney said, we're not going to do Legend. We're not going to do Extended Universe. Everything from here forward that we do will be considered canon.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't exist. And Boba Fett popped up in one of the video games. Mm-hmm. So everybody was freaking out. Going, oh, my God. Does that mean he escaped the Sarlacc pit? Is he still alive?
That'd be cool.
I mean, there's been a lot of fan fiction written about him escaping. Mm-hmm. So, obviously he did. Maybe we'll get a story for that in one of the upcoming Star Wars movies.
I think if anyone would have survived something like that, it would have been him.
I put my money on him, over the Sarlacc.
Yeah, because I just think he's such a cool character, and he's so well-liked. And just like I said, the way they killed him off. Spoiler alert, Return of the Jedi. I was like, man, that's... Really crappy.
This many years like later, accident. I don't think it's a spoiler.
Yeah, I know. And then it's just by accident with Han Solo hitting him by accident with the staff.
Get killed by a blind man.
What else do we know about the
Mandalorians? Like I said, they're hired out a lot as mercs. Mm-hmm. The two that most everybody knows is Jango and Boba Fett.
Right.
But I believe it was in Clone Wars you got to meet a whole bunch of other. Was it Ren? Sabin Wren? Or there's another group of named Mandalorians you get to meet in the Clone Wars.
Right.
They're always a very popular characters. This one, Jon Favreau is concentrating on just this one guy. I don't know that they've released his name yet. They have cast Pedro Pascal to be in this. They haven't said that he's going to be that Mandalorian. Right. I think he'd be awesome. If you don't remember, if you watch Game of Thrones, he was Viper.
Viper.
The one who killed the mountain. And he was also, if you watched the second Kingsman, he was it Whiskey?
Oh.
The one who was a rogue bad guy?
Yeah, that guy was cool.
That was him also.
Me and Nova watch that movie all the time. That's
the second Kingsman?
Yeah, she even likes the first one, but yeah, they're both good. I mean, I think we did the review for the second one, and that one was sick.
Can't wait. Third one's coming out. They're working on a third one, too.
Yeah, that one's going to be good. And I was looking up while you're talking. The expected release date, they're supposed to launch it late 2019, maybe 2020 release, right after episode IX.
That'd be a great Christmas present.
Yeah.
Hey, here's Disney Play Service. You can go watch The Mandalorian.
Oh, nice. Hint, hint, guys.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to serialize it like DC or if they're going to put it all out like Netflix at once.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they would, if they took, I don't know. I think Disney would be okay with just releasing the whole.
Disney owns what? They have all the Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they still own Pixar?
They do.
Marvel.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. And then they just
got, and they just bought the 20th Century Fox stuff.
The movie side, yeah. I think they'll be all right if they were to release it.
Yeah, if you get any streaming service, you might want to lean toward Disney Play. Yeah. That's going to be the monster.
And I think the Star Wars fans are so big that even if they did it weekly, they would hang on and just wait till the whole of them watch out, and they would watch it weekly, I think, too.
And go back and watch it again.
Yeah, probably.
Especially with a Mandalorian, one of the more popular characters.
Yeah.
The only way to make it better is maybe do a Sith.
Oh, man.
Pick a Sith and follow him.
That's another thing with... I think my favorite character the whole Star Wars series is Darth Maul. And it's just like, they just killed him off so fast. But they, I don't know, they brought him back in the animated, series.
Yeah, and in Solo. Well, he didn't die. He got cut in half.
Yeah, that's true.
But you did see him in the Solo.
Mm-hmm. I know, that was cool.
It was awesome.
I hadn't watched until I heard about that, and then I watched it. Because
you didn't watch Solo?
No, I did now. Oh. I didn't watch it until after I heard Darth Maul was in, and I was like, oh! And Ray Park, he had reprised the role.
That was, I didn't expect that, because I didn't read any of the spoilers. I stayed away from them when we went to go watch it. And, I'm sitting there watching at the end, and you see her talking to the Crimson Tide, Crimson Order, whatever they were. And then it flips over, you show him, and it's Darth Maul. I almost jumped out of my seat. I was like, are you kidding me? And it had the mechanical legs.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he was in Clone Wars. At one point, he even had spider legs.
Yeah.
That was kind of creepy.
I have two of the toys still sealed in their box in my garage, because I can't take them out because I don't want to be too nerdy. And my wife says I can only have so much out in my room.
Look what I bought. I'm never going to open it.
I know. Oh. It's like that. I don't know if you ever seen that SNL skit.
Yeah.
I bought three. One to keep in the box, one to display, and one just in case. That's what they nerd me out on that one too, and they make fun of me.
But with The Mandalorian, we might even see there's the potential for a lot of crossover stuff.
Yeah.
Or the cameos. Right, because it's after the New Hope stuff and right before Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see a lot of those characters in cameos.
That'd be great. Be
amazing.
That would. That'd be like, that's almost like a writing itself. You can just throw in whoever you want and everyone would be like.
Because there was probably several bounties placed on Han Solo's head alone.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Empire put bounties on all the rebels,
mm-hmm.
especially the generals. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Jon Favreau has not let me down yet on any movie. So I'm looking for, and Pedro Pascal is just amazing. He's so good at playing a badass.
Yeah.
It's just, another example of perfect casting, man. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be a great Mandalorian.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what do you guys think? You guys know anything else that we didn't know? Comment below, let us know.
Probably because we don't know much.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the sign, but if you maybe got a little insider, you know somebody, let us know.
Use the 411, man.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to this channel. Keep up to date on all the new stuff. I'd like to thank, again, Zio Comics for hosting us in their new building, downtown Las Cruces, 125 North Main.
Yes, sir.
Come check them out. Their new store is awesome. It's awesome. So
we have a few comic books.
Yeah, we have a couple. All right. You can also find us on El Paso Herald Post, Facebook, podcasting.
Yep.
Miss anything else?
Did you say YouTube?
I did say YouTube. YouTube. Told them to subscribe.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like my channel, Rayward Productions. You need any podcast recording, videos recording for a YouTube page?
Or pictures.
Or pictures.
Really good pictures.
Hit us up.
Don't hit him. Just hit him up.
Yeah. Call me or text me or find us on Instagram or wherever.
Call me maybe.
Yeah. Well, with that shameless self-promotion, I'm Ray Jackson.
Troy Segner.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve?